Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Live with Rachel podcast. I'm Rachel, and today we're going to be continuing studying through the book of Romans. And today we're going to be reading through Romans chapter 14, verses 13 to 23. So just to recap, we just started reading Romans chapter 14, and in the last episode, we looked at how Christians need to act when they can't agree, particularly between weaker and stronger Christians. There's a whole historical context about this chapter that I brought up in the last episode, so if you haven't heard that yet, I highly recommend that you check out that first. But getting back to this episode, Paul wasn't saying for Christians to just leave each other alone and let the weak Christians remain weak. He actually takes it a step further, and the emphasis that he's trying to make isn't the two kinds of Christians arguing with each other over who has the more authority over the other, but actually it was to remind them that they are brothers and sisters in the faith. They're all part of the same family of God, and they're all the same. So there should be familial love there. And if we love each other, we will seek to edify, teach, and build up each other in the faith. So Paul shares several facts on this to help us. So let's get right into it. It's Romans chapter 14, verses 13 to 23, and I'll be reading from the New Living Translation today, as usual. And it says this: "So let's stop condemning each other. Decide instead to live in such a way that you will not cause another believer to stumble and fall. I know and am convinced on the authority of the Lord Jesus that no food in and of itself is wrong to eat. But if someone believes it is wrong, then for that person it is wrong. And if another believer is distressed by what you eat, you are not acting in love if you eat it. Don't let your eating ruin someone for whom Christ died. Then you will not be criticized for doing something you believe is good. For the kingdom of God is not a matter of what we eat or drink, but of living a life of goodness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. If you serve Christ with this attitude, you will please God, and others will approve of you too. So then, let us aim for harmony in the church and try to build each other up. Don't tear apart the work of God over what you eat. Remember, all foods are acceptable, but it is wrong to eat something if it makes another person stumble. It is better not to eat meat or drink wine or do anything else if it might cause another believer to stumble. You may believe there's nothing wrong with what you're doing, but keep it between yourself and God. Blessed are those who don't feel guilty for doing something they have decided is right. But if you have doubts about whether or not you should eat something, you are sinning if you go ahead and do it, for you are not following your own convictions. If you do anything you believe is not right, you are sinning." So the first point that Paul is trying to make is that Christians do affect each other, which kind of seems obvious, but take note of the possible ways that we can affect each other. We can cause others to stumble and fall and distress one another, or even ruin and completely destroy one another. Specifically, he was speaking to the way strong Christians affect the weaker Christians, and he dealt with a similar problem in 1 Corinthians chapters 8 and 9. And Paul pointed out that knowledge and love must work together. The strong Christian has spiritual knowledge, but if they don't practice love, their knowledge will only hurt the weak Christian. Knowledge must be balanced by love, and knowledge plus love helps the weak person grow strong. What something does to a person determines its quality. You might be able to listen to certain music and not get affected by the lyrical content, but a weaker Christian might listen to the same music and might be tempted to sin. Ultimately, the issue is not how does it affect me so much as if I do this, how will it affect my fellow believer? Will this make them stumble? Will it grieve them or even destroy them by encouraging them to sin? Is it really worth it to harm another believer just so that I can enjoy something? The second point that Paul is trying to make is that Christians must have priorities. Like the Pharisees from Jesus' time, today we as Christians sometimes have a way of focusing on the little things, and sometimes these things end up dividing churches, and we end up losing sight over the vital things of the Christian faith. Paul encourages us that external things shouldn't be our focus, but instead we should focus on internal things like righteousness, peace, and joy. But where do these things come from? Well, they come from the Holy Spirit at work in our lives. If a believer allowed the Holy Spirit to work in their lives, they would see that their life would line up with God's ways and will. We shouldn't be fighting with other Christians over small trivial things, because we need to have better spiritual priorities that are actually essential to harmony in the church. The third point that Paul is trying to make is that Christians must help each other grow. Both strong and weak Christian believers need to grow. The strong needs to grow in love, and the weak believer needs to grow in knowledge. If we really love each other, then we would help each other to grow. Young Christians in the faith need the kind of fellowship that will protect them and encourage them to grow, but we can't treat them like babies their whole life. The older Christians need to exercise love and patience and be careful not to cause them to stumble. But like I just said, the younger Christians need to grow in grace and in the knowledge of Jesus. The fourth point Paul is trying to make is that a Christian must not force their opinions on others. Clearly, there are certain truths that all Christians need to accept because they are the foundation for the faith, but areas of honest disagreement shouldn't be made a test of fellowship. If you have a real, sincere conviction from God about something, it's best to keep it to yourself and do not try to force everybody to just accept it. A person must never violate their own conscience either, and the conscience is strengthened by knowledge. But knowledge must be balanced by love, otherwise it tears down instead of building up. And it is really hard though with the whole balancing thing. You're trying to do the morally right and ethical thing because you are convicted by God's word or your conscience, and sharing that with people you do care about, but you don't want to sound like you're trying to tell them what to do. It's a really fine line between giving good counsel and advice and steamrolling. But like I said, the key ingredient there is love, which we all mess up from time to time, myself included. But when you share truth and conviction in an atmosphere of love, younger Christians can grow and develop a strong conscience as well. They may be different from each other, but we do need to hold them all in love. I also want to point out right now that I'm not talking about Christians talking to non-believers or nominal Christians or people who say that they're spiritual, but they're not religious. Like, I'm not talking about those fake Christians. I'm talking about Christians talking to other real, authentic, living it out Christians as well. That's what I'm talking about. That's a whole other area for those Christians talking to non-believers and nominal Christians and all of that stuff. That's an entirely different episode for another day, but I just really wanted to emphasize that this section is about Christians talking to other Christians. And that's where I want to leave today's episode. I really hope that you enjoyed it. Remember, it's all about doing these things balanced with love, because we are all in God's family together. And next time, in the next episode, we'll be covering the first part of chapter 15, and it will be on self-denial on behalf of others. So I really do hope that you'll tune in for that episode. We are so close to wrapping up the study of Romans. It's taken a while, and I'm really sorry that I'm not super regular with this all the time. It's just myself, and I've been getting really tired lately, so I just don't have the energy to constantly do this every so often, but I'm really trying my best. But I just want to say that if you have been with me from the start, I just want to say a huge, massive thank you. I think we only have 3 episodes left of the Roman study and then we're done. And the next topics I've been thinking about covering have been things about like making moral and ethical decisions, wisdom, how to get it. I've also been thinking of maybe doing some dating relationships, like those kinds of episodes. But if there's anything that you guys want me to cover, whether it's another study or a topic of some kind, or I don't know, anything really, please let me know either through Instagram or Facebook or in person if you know me personally. The links will all be in the description as usual, and I really hope you guys enjoy the rest of your day. Bye everyone!